Okay, we are on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the third to last line from the bottom. And the Gemara is going through all the malachos. Some of the malachos are covered in like one line, and some are going to be, are we going to return to them, and we're going to do them in much greater detail. Now the Gemara is just going through them very, very quickly. Some of them literally one line, some of them don't even have one line. Anyway, the Gemara is up to Hazorah, winnowing, Vaborer, Vatochen, Vahamarakid. So the Gemara asks, Hainu Zorer, Hainu Borer, Hainu Marakid, isn't winnowing and selecting and sifting all the same thing? Is it the same malacha, really? Rashi explains, because it's true, there are different ones with the wind, ones with a kli, ones maybe with your hands, but they're all concerned with separating ochel from psolas. They're all concerned with separating the good that you want with the bad that you want. So why did the Mishnah count it three times? It's all the same thing. So the Gemara says, a very important yesod. Abaye v'Ravi d'Amri Tarvayhu, Abaye and Rava both answer, Kol Milsa, the Havia b'Mishkan, anything that was in the Mishkan, Afal Gav t'Ika d'Damyala, even though there were things that are similar to it. But since it was in the Mishkan, it was a Chashavah action done in the Mishkan, Chashavla, therefore it's counted. So it's true, you're right, really that Borer, Zorer, Merakid are really very similar. But since they were all done in the Mishkan, they're all counted as distinct malachos. And Rashi says, if you do them three different times in one halama, you're going to be chayav three chatos. Because they're really different. So the Gemara asks, so v'lech shov nami kotesh. So why don't we include kotesh? Kotesh was also done in the Mishkan. Kotesh, Rashi explains, is a process where they would pound the wheat, or they would pound whatever they were preparing to get it to the next stage. So it's also part of the process of baking. It's also considered something that was chashuv. So why didn't the Mishnah count kotesh? So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Shekein ani ochel pito below katisha. Because an ani, a poor person, will eat his bread without that step. So it's true that it was in the Mishkan. And Rashi is unclear. It's one place he says it's an Av Malacha, one place he says it's within Dash. It could be, it's like what we said yesterday. These categories, but they're really within one category. Like planting and pruning. You know, it's all one, it's all different things, but it's really all under the rubric of planting. So too over here. Kotesh was done in the Mishkan, no question about it. But since a poor person will eat his bread without doing kotesh, therefore it's not something that's vital for everybody, and therefore it's left out of the list. But en hachanami, you'd be chayav if you did it. What? So that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas if it's a separate chatas or if it's just within dosh. I know. Well, Rashi, because Rashi says, afal gaf tahavi b'mishkan va'av malachahi. It's an av malacha. Kivon de tanala dosh, lo tanala. Since it mentions dosh, it doesn't mention this one. What does that mean? Is it a told of dosh? Is it or what well, he says it's called an av malacha? Is it like what we had yesterday, right? That harvesting grapes and harvesting figs and harvesting dates. They're all avos malachas, but they're all within the rubric of kotzer.
So we're not. That's the case. We'll never finish.
Right. So we'll never finish. Right. Oh, we're gonna get to that in a minute. So from Abaya, seems to imply that he's not so beholden to the number 39.
But as you said, we keep saying
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
It's still 39,
but if you do Dosh... No, well from Abaya, it seems to say that the only reason why he's not including Kotesh was because Amnim don't have Kotesh.
Right.
And what if they did?
He doesn't seem to be
beholden to the number 39. Doesn't seem to be. Well, Rav is going to answer. Rav Amar, what do you mean? Hamani, Rebbe he. It's the author of our Mishnah is Rebbe. The Amar, Abbas Malachas, Abbas Chasarachas. They're only 39. V'ichashiv Kotesh, and if you want to stick in Kotesh, Havalei Arbaim. It's going to be 40. So why didn't Abaya give that answer? Exactly. So then what defines a Malacha? If you can figure out a lot more than 40, right? What defines a malacha? We're going to get to that in another minute. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, according to Rava, so v'leipach chada mehanach v'leil kotesh. take out one and stick in Kotesh. Which one should you take out? So Rashi says, take out either Zohar, Bo, or Merakim. You have three that tell you the same thing. Take out one. Then I'll have two that tell you the same thing. And I'll have two in the other. I'll have two for Dash. I'll have Dash and Kotesh. And two on the other side. I'll have two and two. Why are you leaving it three and one? Right? That's such a strong question. But the Gemara says, El Machvarta Keda Abaya. Abaya is right. Right? Abaya is right. We're not passing like Abaya. There's no psak here. We have to find a pirish for Rava. It's not a psak halacha that it doesn't violate Yal Kadam like we had yesterday. There's no halacha here. But we can't figure out Rava. We can't figure out Rava. So it must be, based on this exchange, that Abaya is not, it happens to be, coincidentally, that the number of malachos add up to 39, according to Abaya. It's a coincidence. I am not beholden to that, otherwise I'd stick in Kotesh. I can't stick in Kotesh. There's technical reasons why I'm not sticking in Kotesh. Because if the issue is a Niyim, otherwise I would stick it in. So what about 30? What about Lava Test? It's a magic number. He doesn't say the whole such a magic number. Happens to be, you add up all the chashim of malachos that were done to come up to 39. If I could find you a few more, doesn't seem to say I would stick them out. I would exclude them. Rava says no. What do you mean? 39 is a magic number. Can't have more. So we've had many places where we get 39 from, right? We had Eile Hadvarim, Eile Gamachu, right? So it could be that Abaya would not be so beholden to all that. It's all none of it is a halacha. It's all that's one makar. One makar is that. Well, the main one makar is a malacha, malacha, malachas, and the other one is Mishkan. So what does that mean, Mishkan? We always consider Tosfos said over there. Even if you hold the other makaros, you all learn it out for Mishkan. On Daf Mentes, when we had the other ways of learning it out, Tosfos they said, but everybody agrees to Mishkan. So what does that mean, Mishkan? So Abaya seems to hold. It's a coincidence. It added up to 39. I'll count everything that was done in the Mishkan. Look at that. It's 39. Rava says, no. It's 39. Now let's go figure out which 39. Right? It's a different way of approaching it. It's 39. 39 is halacha l'moshe v'sinai. We have a Kabbalah. We have a Besorah. There are 39. Which 39? We'll go count. We'll go figure it out. What about Kotesh? No, we're not going to include that. Well, he has a problem with Kotesh. We have a kash on him. Because his method of getting to 39, he gets stuck now. No, Abaya is not taking anything out. Abaya seems to hold, I would stick in Kotesh. There's a technical reason I'm not putting it in, because the Aniyim don't eat it. The Aniyim will eat without Kotesh. So on some level, it's lacking in something. And Rashi says it was certainly done in the Mishkan. But since Aniyim don't eat it, you have some kind of, it has some kind of problem with it. So Abaya doesn't want to include it. And Tosfos says, and what about the Aniyim won't eat bread if they're so poor with Barakid either? So Tosfos says, that's only the super poor. Most people really will, because then it becomes, you know, very, very coarse. Nobody wants to eat like that. You know, sifting is not the same thing as Kotesh. So that basically, and there's no answer. But it seems to imply that Abaya and Rava have a fundamental disagreement about the Lama Tess. Yeah. Right? Right, so if he did Dosh and the same forgetting, he did Kotesh, which you have one or two. So Rashi's unclear. Because on the first line he says, it's an Av Malacha, he. Right, it's an Av Malacha Kotesh. Kiva detani la Dosh, lo tani la. But since it says Dosh, it doesn't say that. So what does that mean? Does that mean that it's an Av Malacha the way harvesting grapes and harvesting olives and harvesting dates is an Av Malacha? And if you did all that, you only have one, because it's really all Kotzer? Or, no, it's its own Av Malacha, and you'd be chayav twice. That's a machlokas achron, and how to learn Rashi. Okay. That ends that. That's all lamdas, because, like I said, there's no paskening here. Right? Ela machvarta kedabaya. Abaya is more correct. It's all lamdas. It's not halacha here. Just in lamdas, we can't figure Rava out. Because if Rava is so beholden to 39, so what's wrong with Kotesh? Why? What's wrong with it? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The next Amid is all on the Malacha of Borer. Tana Rabbanan. If you have in front of you different different mine ochlin. Borer v'ochel, you can select and eat it. Borer umeniach, you can select and leave it aside for your friend. V'lo yivror, but you can't do borer. V'yim yivror, and if you did borer, chayev chatas, v'chayev chatas. So of course, this price is inconsistent. First it tells you you can do borer, then it tells you you can't do borer. Right? So the whole thing is inconsistent. But before we get to the answer, it starts off by saying, Hayu lefon of mine ochlin. You have in front of you mine ochlin. And Tosfos says, is medayik from that line of mine ochlin, that borer can apply even with things that are not objectively psolas, which is how we pasta. Even if it's all objectively food, right? It's potato chips and pretzels. And nothing wrong with either one of them. Right? But you want one over the other, it's subjective. Then you're going to have a situation of ochel and psolas. And that's how the Mechaber paskin, that's how we paskin. It doesn't have to be a case where you have ochel and pebbles, which is objectively psolas. It doesn't have to be that. It says, hoyul fun of shnei, hoyul fun of mini ochlin. You have mini ochlin. Rashi is not going with the word shnei, because it's not limited to two. You have mini ochlin in front of you, it's all ochlin. So if you want one over the other, that's called borer. So how do we understand this? This price doesn't make any sense. Because first it says you can do borer, then it says you can't do borer. So Maika Omar, what does that price mean? So Omar Ula says, Hachik Omar, this is what it means. Borer v'ochel libo bayom. You're allowed to be borer for that day. You can do borer if it's for that day. If you're going to eat it that day, that Shabbos. Borer umeniach libo bayom. You can do borer if you're going to leave it over for a friend, if the friend's going to eat it that day. Ulamachar, but the next day, lo yiver, that you already can't do. We can't do borer for tomorrow. V'yim birer, and if you did, chayev chatas, chayev chatas. That's how we answer the brisa. For today, it's mutter to do borer, but for the future, it's not. So I'm asking for a chista, v'chimutter lafas libo bayom. Are you allowed to cook if you're going to eat it on Shabbos? V'chimutter, I'm sorry, bake. V'chimutter lavashel libo bayom. You're allowed to cook if you can eat it on Shabbos. What kind of answer is that? Ella, the Gemara says no. That can't be what the Brisa means, because you can't do melachos if it's for Shabbos. You can't tie if you can eat it for Shabbos. You can't cook if you can eat it for Shabbos. What kind of answer is that? Ella, Amar of Chizda, says this is the way what the Brisa means. Bor v'ochel pachos mikashir. You're allowed to do bor if you're going to eat less than the shir. Bor umeniach pachos mikashir. You're allowed to do borer and leave it over for your friend so he can eat it. If it's pachas mikashir, but v'kashir. But if you're going to be doing borer the size of a groger, Rashi says the shir lo yivra. That you can't do. V'im birer, and if you did chayev chatas, chayev chatas. So Rashi reminds us, of course, malachos. Of course, he says nehi the chayev chatas leka by a chatzis shir. There's no chatas by a chatzis shir, because you didn't do the shir, so you're not going to be chayev achatas. Isur miha ikka. But nevertheless, it's certainly awesome to do that. The kaimalon chatzis shir awesome in the Torah, the perek basher the yuma. Nevertheless, that's the suggestion here. Since you're only doing borer for chatzis shir, it's mutter. You could do it. So the Gemara, so on maskefler of Yosef, v'chimutter la'afos pachas mikashir. Are you allowed to cook pachas mikashir? And the answer is that. Right? So what was the havamina by these two kids? What was the havamina?
It's like the
No, that's...
Right.
The answer is that but what you're saying, Joshua, but it's more than that. It's that the Tosus alludes to it in one line. He says, that's the normal way of eating. What's borer? Borer is where you're selecting to store it. We're going to have it later on in the dot. Borer la otzer. I'm not being borer la otzer. I'm borer to eat it right now. The Torah didn't ask for eating on Shabbos. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to enjoy yourself. You're allowed to have food. So if I'm doing it pachas mikashir, if I'm doing it libo bayom, that demonstrates that's derech achila. That's not borer. That was the havamina. The truth is that we're going to paskin like one of them. Libo bayom is going to become part of, on some level, it's going to become part of the heter for the reason of derech achila. That's derech achila. So that was their havaminas. El Amr Yosef says, no, that can't be pshat, because you're not allowed to cook pachas mikashir. So what's pshat? Borer v'ochel biyad. If you borer and you eat it with your hands. Borer u'miniach biyad. And you leave it over for your friend, also with your hands. But, b'konon u'b'tamchoy, if you do it with a konon or a tamchoy, a konon and a tamchoy. A konon is some kind of tube that they used to use. Rashi explained, the people that were into the money changers, they used to have these tubes to store coins. So if you put it into the tube, it's like wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. You'd stick it in there, then you'd roll it out, and the psoles would get stuck to the bottom of the tube, and your bean would come out better. So that's you're doing borer with a kli. But it's not a kli, it's a miyuchad for borer. Because it's used for the money changers. Tamchoy is a plate, and they have a big plate, and they put the beads on one side of the plate, and then they'd roll down the other side of the plate, and they would become separated from the chest. So again, that's not a kli, that's a miyuchad for borer. So that's only aser midrabanan. Lo yivra. Vim bira patal aval aser. And if you did that, it's pater aval aser. It's not aser midaraisa. But, ubenafa, ubekivra. But if you use a sieve, nafa is one kind of sieve and a kivra is a different kind of sieve. If you use sieve, that's lo yivra. That you can't do. Vim bira chayev chatos. And if you did that, you chayev chatos. No, so if you do it with a sieve, that's malacha d'oraisa of borer. If you do it with something else, that's midarabanan. What? Barakid is very similar. It's sifting. I'm not exactly sure what the difference is, but it's a different malacha. On Amid Beit, we're going to get to Barakid. Maskev l'Rav Hamnuna. Midei konav v'tamchoy k'tani. Does the Barisa mention this, all these distinctions? With a different kind of kelim, with other kind of kelim. Rashi says that he picks konav v'tamchoy, but he could just as easily have picked the sieves. The Bible doesn't mention anything like that. El Amr from Nuna, this is Pshat. Borer v'ochel, ochel mitoch psoles. That if you do borer, the mutter way is ochel mitoch psoles. Why? That's not the normal way of doing borer. That's not borer. Borer u'miniach, ochel mitoch psoles. And if you're doing it for your friend, again, it's ochel mitoch psoles. Psoles mitoch ochel, but if you're doing it psoles mitoch ochel, lo yivra, that you shouldn't do. V'im bir, and if you did, chayev chatas. Yichayev achatas, that explains the brisa.
Could you
know,
if I fix that case,
exactly. He's the first one that did that. Rabbi Yosef is the first one that stuck in a third case of Potter Avalosser. Right. I saw someone said because he doesn't want. It's unusual. We very rarely have a thing where it's either mutter or totally usser. You always have a gradation, usually. So that's why he stuck that in. Maskev l'Rabaya, midi ochel mitoch psoles katani. Does the Braisa say anything about ochel mitoch psoles? Another grade, another variation. The Braisa doesn't say that. You're sticking in words that really it's so difficult to stick that in. El Amar Rabaya, what does it mean? Borer v'ochel alter. It's borer if you eat it right away. Borer v'ochel alter. It's mutter to do borer if you eat it right away. Why? Again, we're going to see why. Borer u'miniach l'alter. It's mutter to do borer if you're gonna be and for your friend la'alta, if your friend's gonna eat it right away, ulibo bayom, but for later that day, lo yivro, you shouldn't do borer v'imbira, and if you did nase kabor la'otzer, that shows that demonstrates that you're doing borer like they used to do in the Mishkan, which was to store it for later use, v'chayev, and that's chayev, chayev chatas and chayev chatas. Amruha rabbanon kamei derava. They said this over in front of Rabba, Amalahu, and he said, Shaper Amar Nachmeni. What Abaye said, what Nachmeni said, is correct. I don't know why that's not sticking words into the Braisa, and why that's not contrived, and all the other ones were. I don't know. Each one does what he accuses the other one of doing. And this they accept. I don't know the reason for that. But Halacha L'maisa, we hold that all three conditions are necessary. It has to be ochel mitoch psoles, it has to be beyond, not with a kli, and it has to be la'alter. What's la'alter? What's right away? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Yutes Siv Dalid, he says that afilu yairich zman hasuda kama sha'os. Even if the suda is going to last in many hours, these long Shabbat, they don't end until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's still called la'alter. Mikri la'alter. It's still called la'alter. Why? Kivin sha'abrevi hi samach l'suda. It's for the suda. Even if the suda is going to last for many, many hours. A different suda, or after the suda, that's already no longer la'alter. What about the question of biyad? So Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva where he said as follows regarding a fork. If you borrow with a fork, is that called biyad? Or is that called the kli? So he says that it's pashat. Ladias daiti. Im ayde hamazleg v'hakaf. If you're using a fork or a spoon, nivrar benakel mibiyado, the borrow will be easier than with your hand, right? Then shadim tashem esayim l'maisa breira. It's helping you do the borer. Yesh l'hachshiv ze borer b'kli. That's a problem. That's the borer. But v'yesh l'atzer k'ma v'konon v'tamchoy. A fork is not a kli miyuchad for borer, so it's no different than a konon and a tamchoy, which he said was pater aval asa, which we all like. But aval in ein osin l'habreira klum yosem yibiyado. If the borer with a fork is no greater than the borer with your hands, Ella shemach mas she'en erot zelachlo yado. You don't want to get your hands dirty. That's why you're using a fork. Because in America, people use forks when they eat. They don't use their hands. Oh, machmashu mirachok. You can't get to the food. You can't get to the pickles with your fingers. Right? So you're going to use a fork. The ena yachalag yesham biyado. You can't reach it. Oh, machmashu davalach. It's wet. The ena yachal likach biyado. You can't take it with your hands. Vichadoma, all these cases. Hu rak kibor biyado. And that's like bor biyad. Shemotu la'alter. It's mutter if it's la'alter. And it's also mitoch psolos. And I the Chazon Ish is also makel by a fork that if it's ochem mitoch psolos, and the only reason you're doing it with a fork is because it's gonna not help you do the borer, but it's gonna help you. It's gonna help you stay clean, help you get to it in an easier way. Then if the fork is mutter and a spoon is mutter. Fine. So a few more lines. If you have two types of ochel in front of you, again, borer v'ochel uborer u'meheniach, right? You can do borer, and you can do borer for your friend. Rav Ashi masni potter, Rav Yirmiyahu midifni masni chayev. So Rashi explains, if this would be a mutter way of doing borer, then they would have said that it was so. So they did borer here, not in a mutter way. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi masni potter. Why are you potter? V'ha ketoni chayev. The we learned that that's chayiv. Either it's mutter or it's chayiv. And Rashi explains, there's no corner of a tamchoy in mentioned here. That's going to be the answer. And there's no reason why it should be mutter, so then you should be chayiv if you do borer. So the Gemara says, no, lo kasha, ha, be corner of a tamchoy. When is it potter aval asur? If you use kalim that are not meyuchad for borer, like a funnel or a plate. But ha, benaf of a kivra. And when are you chayiv midaraisa? If you use a sieve. Fine. Kiyasar of Dimi Omar, he said, Kiyasar of Dimi Omar, Shabsa de Rabibi Havoi, they used to take turns. Who would be the one to give the shear, like here in the summer when we switch off giving drushes? So they used to take turns giving shear, and it was Rabibi's turn. Viklai Ravami Ravasi, and Ravami Ravasi were there, and Shada Kamaisu Kalkala the Peiri, he threw out the basket of Peiros onto the table. Took a huge basket and he threw out the whole basket. For lo yadana, and we didn't know, imishum dekasavar ochel mitoch psolos osur. We didn't know if he held ochel mitoch psolos as osur. So Rashi explains that wasn't the problem really. No one holds that. The problem was there were leaves in the basket with the fruit, and he held that if it was going to do it before the meal, it was going to be a problem of la'alter. It was going to be too early to separate it that way. And he didn't want to bring it in front of them and start picking out the leaves in front of them or picking out the fruit in front of them. That's not a way a host behaves. So he didn't want to do that. So he threw it out on the table. Oh, mishum ayin yafahu de machapin. Or no, he was just trying to show how his generosity. Look at this, I have a huge... And he threw it out on the table like that. So what do you gain by throwing it out to get out of the borer problem? Because if you throw it out onto the table, then it separates by itself. And then everybody can take the fruit. And you don't have a borer problem. So they ask for Moshe Feinstein this is the Chelek Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet. They asked him in question Yud Aleph by Borer, they asked him as follows. Ha'imutu livro kapos umadlogos ayadei, is a mutter to separate forks and spoons. She'yizrikim kodem ala shulchan, you're going to throw them on the table. V'yifridu, and they're going to separate by themselves. Kihad Shabbat Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph Veshada Kamayhu, that they threw out all the fruit. Virashi Sham, and look at Rashi over there, And Rashi said that there was a problem of l'alter. That's why. Rashi says, "The Lord wants to deliver olcham mitocha olin. He didn't want to separate the olcham from the leaves. For let's say it's l'fnei kol echad ve'echad. El shetocham, he threw them out. Teinoflu ve'ochlin ubeshtuach zeh nifrash olcham eloch. This throwing is separated by himself. So what did Moshe find? An answer? Tshuva. He ate the tova. That's a good idea. It's a good idea. You get out of the borer problem like that. Can't separate. Can't pull out the knives that you don't want or the forks that you don't want. Just throw them all on the table and everything separates." Okay. Yeah. It's the same Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Medifti, the same person.
Right, so that
machlokes was so they were talking about two different cases. Rashi was talking about a kon and a tamchuk. That's why he said potter, because he potter av alasser, and the other one was talking about a sieve, which is asher midaraisa.
I thought that was to differentiate the rice on the top of the omelet.
Right, so on the rice on the top of the omelet, we had that the only time that there was potter was if the rice that we started off with didn't say potter. It said mutter and chayef.
Right.
So Rashi explains, since he didn't say that you did anything in a mutter way, it must be it's aser, so you chayef. So why did he say potter? Because he was talking about kana v'tamchuk.
Why does Rabbi Yirmiyah say chayef on the bottom?
Because he's talking... Rabbi Yirmiyah on the bottom?
Yeah.
Because he was talking about where there was a sieve.
I thought that the sieve was on the top.
But his case here was talking about a sieve. Right. They weren't explaining the brisa. We thought they were. They weren't explaining the brisa. They're just saying their own halachas. Right.
It's no machlokas.
Right, it's no machlokas. Okay. Fine. Chistia Amar. Chistia says, Haborer termusim mitoch tzolet cholahen. If somebody separates termusim, some kind of vegetable. So if somebody separates vegetables from the pot, somebody pulls out a vegetable from the pot, chayev, he's chayev. It's very, very difficult Gemara. Lema kasavar chizkiya ochem b'toch tzolz osir. So wait a minute, chizkiya holds ochem b'toch tzolz osir? You can't pull out a vegetable from a pot and eat it? So ochem b'toch tzolz, taking the ochem what you want. What's wrong with that? Right? So Gemara answers, so you look at the bottom line. No, don't look at the bottom line. So the Gemara answers, shiny to masim. These vegetables are different. This is a different case of vegetables. Why? The shokulei shiva zindi. Because you have to cook them 7 times. V'ilo shoklilei. And if you don't remove them, masriach, they're going to spoil. Uki psolas mitoch ochel dami. And it's like psolas mitoch ochel. What does that mean? Rashi has 3 pshat on what that means. All they're going to explain the middle pshat is the only one that I understand. What he says is as follows. First of all, he changes the girsa from shakli to shalki, which means to cook. Rashi says it as follows. These things are different. Why? Because even though it's ochel mitoch psoles, it's really psoles mitoch ochel. Why? Because you have this huge pot of these turmasim. And they cook it 7 times, it's true. Every time they cook it, they spill out the water and put in new water and cook it again. At some point, Rashi says after 2 or 3 times of cooking it, some of them are starting to become edible. If you don't keep on cooking it, they're all going to spoil till it's cooked 7 times. So at one stage, even if you have one that's edible now, since the one's inside, since it's gonna spoil if you don't continue to cook it, it's like psolas. Even though it's really edible, it's like psolas because the ones in the pot are going to get better than that one if you eat it right now. Very, very difficult answer.
Is it a problem spilling
out the water? No, but why is that a problem spilling out the water? What? You don't want the water, because the water, because Rashi explained that these things had worms in them. So you keep on cooking it, you get the worms to die, keep filling out the water. What? You're not cooking it on Shabbos. Let's say you're doing this during the week. But since on Shabbos, he's just trying to find you a way that this is really close to the ochel. That's all we're doing here. We're just trying to explain to you that this is a funny kind of vegetable, and it could be close to the ochel, even though it's edible. So why isn't it ochel? Because it's psolos lagavi what's still remaining in the pot. I know, it's very difficult. There's a long Rashi here, and then he has soup shot them. It's very difficult. But just what you can get out of this is a kind of vegetable that, so for some reason, it has a certain kind of a quirk to it, that even though it's edible, it's still psoles because it's worse things in the pot, even though they're also edible.
It's not min echad?
No, it's not min echad because they're more edible than others. But you can have shnei minim even by chicken. If fried chicken and roasted chicken, it can be shnei minim. We had that already. Okay. Fine, that ends borer. Hatochein, grinding. Amar of Papa, Haiman de Parim Silka, somebody who slices up beets, Chayef Mishum Tochein, Chayef Tochein. How thin? It's a huge discussion. Very thin is considered a problem of Tochein, it's grinding. Amar of Manasha, Haiman de Solis Silti, if somebody slices wood, he makes wood chips, Chayef Mishum Tochein, you're also Chayef Tochein. Amar of Ashi, E Kapid Amish Chasa, If you're machbid on the size of these wood chips, then chayef mishum mechatech. You're also chayef for cutting to size, which is an av malacha. If you're machbid on the size, if you don't care, then you don't care. But if you're machbid, you're chayef for that malacha as well. The halash va'ofeh, and kneading and baking, which is one amen, we've done the first 11. Amar of Papa, shavat tana bishel samamanim, the havi b'mishkan. The tana leaves out, the tana ignores bishel of samamanim, which was done in the Mishkan, v'nokat ofa, and he picks ofa, baking. There's no baking in the Mishkan, right? There's no baking for the construction of the Mishkan. No baking. So the Gemara. So why does the Mishkan say baking? What? We're gonna get to that in a minute. But there's no baking for the construction of the Mishkan. That's certainly no baking, because all these 11 malachos for Sidur in the past, for cooking, was to get dye. That's cooked. You don't bake dyes. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Tana didan, Sidur the past, not that. You're right, but we just mention Sidur the past. We mention the way of baking, of cooking. So since we mentioned the first 10 has to do with baking bread, so we leave in the malacha of baking. Really, you're right. Really, this cooking. Rashi says, one second. Where's the Rashi? He says, "V'nakat ofe, the lo shayach b'malachas haMishkan klal." It's not shayach at all. Baking wasn't there at all. So there's a machlokas between Rashi, between many Rishonim and Rav Haigon, whether or not the lamatas malachos are for the construction of the Mishkan, or even for the day to day activities of the Mishkan. We're going to have this later on, that you can carry in your pockets, and you're over-carrying. Why? Because they used to carry the ketoros in their pockets. The kahanim used to carry the ketoros in their pocket. That's not for the construction of the Mishkan. That's for the malachos in the Mishkan. For the work of the Mishkan. So you see there's a shita out there that even includes malachos that they would do for the Mishkan themselves, once the Mishkan's already established. That's also part of the lamatas malachos. So how are they going to answer this line of the Gemara? This line says that the Tana ignores Ofer, and the Tana, right? The Tana says, Bishul Salamonim to have a Mishkan, but not got Ofer, right? So the Gemara answer is, no, we're doing Sidur the Pas. What do you mean? What do you mean? But what about baking for the Lechem upon him? Not for the Mishkan? No, the Gemara says that the Omer of Papa, Shavak Tana Didon Bishul Samamanim. The Tana left out Bishul Samamanim, the Havi B'Mishkan, V'Nakat Ofer. That what? That was not in the Mishkan. Right. So the Gemara answer is no, because we're just doing it for the Dura of the past reasons. You're right, Ofer was not in the Mishkan. But according to these people, Ofer certainly was. Right? Ofer certainly was, because they used it to bake Lechem upon him.
A stronger
malacha?
Yeah.
Why? The only thing you bake is bread. Everything else is cooked. Baking is a word that's only limited to bread. That's why it's not appropriate to say baking by dye. You don't bake dyes.
Doesn't baking include?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. It's the same thing. So why did the Mishnah say ofer? If there was no ofer in the Mishkan, the Gemara answers because we just did it for the Dura of the past. What do you see? Ofer wasn't in the Mishkan. What? I don't know, for some reason there's a affinity to having them all follow this order for the past. Right. I hear you. So the Igletal has an answer. The Igletal answers that that where was baking done? If you hold that the shita that baking that the malachas were for the actual performance of avoda in the Mishkan, if you hold that, where was baking? Lechem Aponim. So the Iglital says, he comes up with the Gemara in Menachos, that Lechem Aponim was Docha Shabbos. So how can baking serve as a model that you can't do it if they were able to do it on Shabbos?
So,
what?
A lot of
Shechita
was done also.
We're going to get to Shechita, I believe it's tomorrow. Tomorrow or Sunday, Shechita. We'll get to that one. So since the Iglital says, since baking was Docha Shabbos, they were allowed to, Kiyas Rais and Menachos, they were allowed to bake Lechem Aponim on Shabbos. So then if they're allowed to do that on Shabbos, how could that serve as a thing you can't do? You can't. That's what he says. I think the question is better than the answer.
He said here that, I saw the article that says that yeah. It has to do with systems of men. I mean, so bread is the basic necessity of men, so it's the most important one. That's when they started. It can't come with Vusha. It can't come with all the malachas associated with making it.
With building. Right, but that doesn't answer why. That doesn't answer why I had to say baking as opposed to cooking, because it's essential to man also. Oh, because it's bread, right? Okay. Right. What Marcel's alluding to is that the article brought down from someone that the malachos pattern the necessities of life. The most basic necessity of life is food. The second one is clothes. And the third one is where you live. Is a house. So that's the order. It's to do the pas, then making clothes, then building. Yes. I didn't mention it yet. That's part of the whole Kotesh Gemara is what about the dyes? So the Tosa says, yeah, it was all done for dyes too. And only is Kotesh dyes. And only doesn't know from dyes. So Tosa talks about that. Okay. I'm not going to finish, but all right. Fine. Amar Vacha Bar Rav Avira. Hai man deshad de sichsa la atuna. If somebody throws in a wooden peg into an oven, chayef mishum mevashel. You chayef for cooking, it's going to harden that piece of wood, you chayef for cooking. So the Gemara says, pshita, why shouldn't you be chayef for cooking? So the Gemara says, ma'ha detayim ha'ay bo'tzik l'shuri monaka mechavein, you're only doing it to harden the piece of wood, that's not cooking. Kamash malan, the mirfa rafi, that first, what happens is, first the wood softens, any moisture, any liquid inside that wood gets burnt out, that's the cooking. Because cooking is always when you're changing the state of an object. Wood is hard, you're making it harder. That's not cooking. But the liquid inside is cooking. The harder comet, and then it becomes hard. What about metal? That's what you're going to ask. Metal also gets hard. That's a whole discussion. It's a whole discussion what this Gemara really means. Does cooking have to go from one state to another or not? So Machlok is Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi here says that it does. And I don't know how he's going to answer the Gemara's about metal. What's Makav Hatish? We're going to get to Makav Hatish in a minute. What about Makav Hatish? Rashi is going to hold that Makav Hatish can never happen by itself. If it happens by itself, it can't be Makav Hatish. We're going to have that in a minute. Omar Abar Barhuna, Hai Man De Irisach Kufra. If somebody melts tar on Shabbos, Chai B'Shem Mavashel. Shita, isn't that Pasha? It's Chai from Mavashel. So the Gemara says, no, Mazatayim, I would think, even the Har Devek Kushya, if you leave the tar alone, it's going to harden again. Emalal, I would say it's not Bishel, Kamash Malan, it is. Omar Rava, Hai Man De Aver Chavitha. If somebody makes a barrel on Shabbos, Chayef Sheva, Mishum Sheva Chatoz, Chayef is seven. What are the seven? Rashi. First of all, is you grind up the earth. That's grinding. That's number one. Tochen Hagabayim and Veshochen Hadik, and then you grind them up. That's Tochen. Then you bore where you select the psolus out of it. You get all the junk, all the pebbles out of it. That's number two. That's bore. Then you sift it to make it even finer. That's number three. Then you knead the water. You take water and you knead this concoction, this clay, whatever you knead it. That's another one. Then you smooth it down. That's mimareach. That's another one. Then you light the fire. That's another one. And then you cook. Then you do the last one is bishul. You cook it and it hardens. So Rashi says, what about makav hatish? So Rashi says no, because the malacha is happening by itself. It's cooking by itself. It's being finished by itself. You can't have this is a whole discussion. You can't have makav hatish if it's something that you do by that happens by itself. But back into the Gemara. But the next one, tanura. If you make an oven, chayev mishum shmona. You chayev for eight. What's the eighth? The first seven are the same. What's the eighth? Makav hatish. Why? Because after it's cooked and after it's formed, they would stick on more mud all around it to give it insulation. So that you're doing b'maisa b'yadayim. And therefore, that's going to be Makom HaPatish. Amar Abaya, Haiman Da'avit Chiltha, Chayev Achas Asrei. If somebody makes a reed basket, Yechayev for 11. What are the 11? Rashi. Zomer Hakonim, you prune, you take off the reeds. And Rashi says it also is going to make the whatever's there beforehand better. So Yechayev 2, because you also Chayev for coats there. Right? Zomer Vatarach Le'etzim, Yechayev for 2. And Rashi says, and also Yechayev for planting, because now it's going to allow the remaining ones to grow better. So by you pruning, you're also over the melacha of planting. That's 3. Then you ma'amer, you gather them. That's 4. Then you borer, because you select out the good ones, the bad ones, and the good ones. That's 5. Then you smooth them down. That's 6. Then you grind them up, because you smooth them even more. That's 7. Then you do 3 weavings. You do mesach. Then you, right? It's not what? But, oh, machatech, you cut it down to size, right? Then you do the 3 weavings. It's not, there's no loom here, but it's the equivalent of. First, you're going to make a checkerboard, like a cross stitching to get the weaving, to make it into a basket. So the mezach is making the first side, then you're putting them through the loops. That's also shtei bataneir, the equivalent of, and then you're going to do the actual weaving. So that's 3 more. Then, where am I up to? Then you're gonna do makab apatish, and that's it. And then you're gonna have 11. And then the Gemara says, and if you want to make some kind of opening in this basket, you're gonna be chayef for 2 more, which is kosher and matif. It's tying and untie it to have it like some kind of design on the rim. So you're gonna be chayef for 2 more malachas. Fine. Hagoz is a tzer v'halav. No. If somebody shears the wool and then he's malabing it, Amar Rabba Bar Barhuna, Amar Chana, Amar Yochanan, Tovet Semer Sha'al Gabi Behemah B'Shabbos, Chayev Shalosh Chatos. If somebody spins the wool while it's on the back of the animal, Yechayev for 3 malachos. While it's on the back of the animal, he's spinning it already, Yechayev 3. Achas Mishum Gozes, Achas Mishum Menafet, Achas Mishum Tove. For spinning, for shearing, and for combing out the hairs. It doesn't happen in this order. First you spin it, then you shear it, and then you comb it. It doesn't happen in the order that the Gemara mentions. But anyway, you have 3. Rav Kahana Amar, no. Ein derech giziza b'kach. That's not a normal way of doing gozes. Ein derech menafetz b'kach. That's not a normal way of combing while it's on the animal. Ein derech tviya b'kach. That's not a normal way of spinning, and therefore it's klacha yad, therefore you're potter. So the Gemara says, v'lo, it's not normal. For Tanya, the Brisa says, "Mishreder of the Chemia, shatuf beizim." They would wash the izim, right? They wash the izim. V'tavu beizim. This is at the Mishkan. The Mishkan. What did they do by the Mishkan? This is the Mishkan. The whole thing is learned out of the Mishkan. This is what they did in the Mishkan. They'd wash the goats and then they'd spin while it's on the animals, while it's on the back of the animal, of the goats, right? So they did it there. Alma tviya algavi behema shmei tviya. That's normal. So the Gemara answers, no. Chachma Yisayir Shaini. That's a special. Those people, the women there. Rashi brings down the pasuk says, Ma'isa Uman. The women there. That was an unbelievable thing. The Tosfa says, but us, we don't know how to do that. That's butler zaitel etel kalatam. That's not normal. That was an unusual thing. So I saw a question. They leave it with Tzarechian. If it's not normal, then how the whole iser for any malacha is malachas machshavas. It's all learned out of the Mishkan. So if what they did was not normal, then what they did was klach hayad, so then how could they have done malachas machshavas? Anyway, fine. Hanu rabbanan, hatol eshes hakanaf. If somebody plucks out a feather from a bird, vakomto, and then vakotmo, and he cuts it down to size, he's going to use it for a feather and a hat. Vahamorto, and he shaves off the sides of the stem of the feather, and he's going to use those shavings to stuff pillows with. Chayev shalosh chatos, chayev for 3 chatos. Shur ben Lakish, Omer Shur ben Lakish, Tolesh, chayev mishum gozes, chayev for gozes, shearing off the feathers. Kote, if you snip it up down to size, chayev mishum machateh, because you're cutting it to a specific size. And mamaret, if you shave off the sides, chayev mishum mamachik, chayev for smoothing. Okay, 2 more lines. Hakosher v'hamater, kshir b'mishkan hechahava, where was kshir in the Mishkan? Were they tying the Mishnah? So Amar Rava, Shekin Koshin, Biyaseidos Ahalim. They used to tie down the sides of the ohel of the Mishkan to pegs, so that the wind shouldn't flap in the wind. So hahu kosh amanas lahatiru. That's not kshira. That's not a kesher shel kayama, because Hashem's going to say we're moving today. They have to move. But it's not a kesher shel kayama. That can't be tying, right? El Amar Abaye, no. Shekein aruge yirios shenifziko lehen nima. If one of the strings of the yirios of the curtains would rip, koshino, so they would retie it. They're not going to re-sew the entire curtain. So they would retie that one string. So the Gemara says Amalei Rava Tirats the kosher. That's very good for kosher. Matir Ma'ekel Neimar. What about untying? So Gemara says V'chi Tein. But if you're going to tell me V'chi is Rami Leitrei Hutei. So if you're going to find two of these knots right next to each other, so kitri b'hadi hadadi, they're right there, one side by side. Shari chad v'kater chad, you're going to tie one and leave one. You're going to untie one because you don't want it to look so bad. So you're going to only have one knot there and try to cover up the other one. So the Gemara says, hashlo lefnei melech basar v'dam lo osin ein osin kein lefnei melech machan melech makadosh baruch hu osin. You wouldn't do that in the White House. We'd have a curtain looking like that, right? With dangling strings and knots. Like, they're not going to have that. They're certainly not going to have that in the Mishkan. El Amarava, that's not where you learn it out from. The Itam of Eloi, Shekin Tzadik Hilazon Koshin Watirin. One of the malachas would be, one of the things to do in the Mishkan was to trap the Chilazon. How would they trap the Chilazon? They would set up nets. So sometimes you have to untie the net and retie it if your net's too short or your net's too long. And that's how you would have kosher in the Mishkan. Today's shir was learned, L'ilu Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Miriam HaKohen. It was also learned for Refuah Shleima for Tzvi ben Chaim, one of the fathers of someone in the shul who needs a Refuah Shleima.